Today, Ezra Hashem, we'll be learning the Avav Masechtas Beah. Some of the topics we'll learn about today include, the Gemara will discuss various halachas of burial on Yom Tov. The Gemara will also discuss halachas about a baby chick which is hatched on Yom Tov, and related topics of general muktzah on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we'll learn about include, Erev Tavshilin. Although Midaraisa it is permissible to cook or bake on Yom Tov, which falls on a Friday, in preparation for Shabbos, the Chacham forbade it, unless one prepared an Erev Tavshilin, as we will learn in greater depth in the second parak of our Masechta. This is done by setting aside cooked food on Erev Yom Tov, reciting a bracha, and stating that through this Erev we be permitted to cook and bake on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Muktzah refers to anything that is set aside and not intended for use on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and is therefore forbidden to be handled on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Included in Muktzah is the concept of Neilat, which is one form of Muktzah, and refers to those items which changed form on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or came into being on Shabbos or Yom Tov, such as an egg that was newly laid, or a utensil which broke into small pieces. Uber Yerech Imayhu. This means literally that a fetus is like the thigh of his mother, meaning that the fetus is considered as another organ of the mother. One of the resulting halachas is, if an animal is slaughtered, the shechita of the mother is matir the uber to be eaten without its own shechita. Muchen la'adam loy have a muchen la'klavim. Something fit for human consumption is not considered prepared for animal consumption. For example, a kosher animal that was alive, and therefore theoretically fit for human consumption after it would be properly slaughtered, which dies on Shabbos and becomes an avela, is the focus of a machlokes in our Gemara, whether it may be fed to a dog on Shabbos as an avela, or whether it is considered noilid and forbidden because of muchen la'adam loy have a muchen la'klavim. Mekach tois. A mekach tois is a business transaction based on false premises. In the case of mekach tois, the transaction is null and void, and both the item and the money are returned to their original owners.